This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Being a graduate just out of high school, you think, I'm going to go see the Grand Canyon, I'm going to go tour the West one day. And then with this trip, instead of saying, I'm going to go do that one day, you're saying, today I'm going to see the Grand Canyon. It's absolutely amazing.
That was Emma Hoard from Springfield FFA chapter in Robertson County talking about her trip with the Go FFA program. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The Tennessee Go FFA program has been allowing high school FFA members the chance to experience agriculture outside of their home state.
You only get an opportunity like this once in your lifetime. I saw so many incredible things. I would say to anyone who is thinking about doing it, say work as hard as you can to get yourself on this trip, because this is amazing, and the experiences that you're going to have and the friends that you're going to make are going to last you for a lifetime.
The group visited 10 states in 14 days and saw specialty crops, row crops, and animal operations, in addition to more traditional tourist attractions. Ann Johnson, advisor from the Munford FFA chapter and originator of the Go FFA program in Tennessee, says Go FFA is a great concept.
The beauty of the Go FFA program is originally it was about trying to put, we refer to it as putting the culture and agriculture, because we wanted them to realize that different areas and different regions of the country do things totally different than we do in Tennessee. I feel like this is something these children will never forget, and I'm not sure I will either.
15 adults and 24 students from 7 chapters went on the tour out west, and Johnson says it's a trip none of them will soon forget.
We went to a lamb feed yard to stand there in the middle of a feedlot with 22,000 sheep. That was just a totally different type of agriculture than I'm used to. Seeing 15,000 acres of potatoes that are being raised for Frito-Lay potato chips, or the onion farm that we went to that was 15,000 acres as well of irrigated onions. I don't know that I could really pick a favorite event yet.
Have a great day and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.